Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones who's
coming up and the world is in. Good evening. When you teach the children to jump the very best. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Place where we try to help all of you begin to become entrepreneurs. We're just trying to figure out the way to get our system set up. Well, for those of you, I'm here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
Doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be back. After a week off?
I'm doing just fine. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. Good to see you all again.
Good to see you again,
just
Bobby.
Just for those of you new to the show, we have a couple clips that we're going to play. And Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
You could, but it's a little late now. Okay, we are here. We are here this evening.
How are you doing this evening?
Doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be here on the Entrepreneur Hour with somebody we can help, or somebody can help us, and we can get somebody to help out there.
Right. Okay. Tonight's show is dedicated to those who would like to start a business. And I'm going to give you 6 steps for the beginning entrepreneur, because I'm assuming the entrepreneur wants to go into business. So, there's a definition that you can find in the dictionary or find out on the internet on the definition of entrepreneur, but I'm going to give you my take of the definition so that it fits into our show. Okay, so what is an entrepreneur? It's the one who acts upon an idea or thought or vision to make money. Okay, it's the one who acts upon the idea or thought or vision. So thinking about it is one thing. acting on it is what makes an entrepreneur. They begin to act on that thought or vision that they've been given. Anyway, so I'm going to start this out by putting Mr. Dukes in the hot spot. I'd like to just have you briefly.
Always.
Briefly, Mr. Dukes, can tell us, how did you get started in your business?
Well,
you tell us in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, my first thing when I got started was to look at my cash flow. And once I figured out my cash flow, and then I wanted to put my dream into operation.
Okay, so you're saying that you thought about the cash flow first?
I did.
Before you had a thought?
No, after I had the thought.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Then I thought about my cash flow because I knew what I needed to make the business work.
Okay.
And
okay.
And in my profession, what I needed was a location.
Well, I want to ask him, how did you get started with that thought or vision?
How did that idea?
How did that come about?
Well, I came about because I looked at a service that I wanted to do. My service, I believe, would help somebody else because I looked at that what I wanted to do and what my profession was. If I could be a part of the world out there doing my service, that I could do the service better or as good as anyone else.
Okay, now I put you on the spot. So
let me. It's all right. We get paid.
Okay. Now, I got started because I had an idea. And the idea was that if I could make this idea come to real life, then I could actually start a business. So I got started based on that, which is based on a thought that came to me. And the thought said, well, if I could do this, then I can start a business. So that's how I got started. So I want you entrepreneurs out there to think about, if you have those thoughts, is that's the beginning of getting started, which is going to lead you to something else, that leads you to something else, and lead you to something else.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot again. I was going to say I was going to try to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right.
And this is okay. You may not be able to do this, but
okay.
But what you all think about this? Based on that thought, what are three steps that you can give us that you would recommend to anyone who's getting started?
Oh, that's easy.
Off the top of your head, just three steps.
Three steps. Well, the first thing when I looked at the business that I wanted to go into, as I didn't get a thought about the business. The business was already existed. I just wanted to improve it. I wanted to be a part of it. But my first step was, again, I go back and say, well, my cash flow. The second step was be committed to that thought or that dream. And my third step was being in the community that I was going to do. I wanted to have a good community relationship.
Great.
And those three steps to me was most important.
Okay. I got three steps.
Okay.
And they're different. They're not the same, thank goodness.
Yeah, because see, you're a computer.
Well, anyway.
See,
I thought of to think of how many people I know in different fields that I could go to ask for advice. That's the first step. Go to people that you know to ask for advice on what it is that you want to do. But number two was to have some money that I'm willing to invest in myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, having some money willing to invest in myself. And the third thing was to have some faith that I can do it. Because in order to do whatever it is that you want to do, you must have some belief, some faith, or something like that, in order to get started. So I'd like to have you think about that. But you entrepreneurs that are out there, if you have any ideas on steps of getting started, you're more than welcome to give us a call. The number's sitting right in front of you. It's 727. I know that's very difficult to see, but 727-441-3000. That will give you access to the producer. The producer will give you a short analysis and put you on the show. But if you have any ideas to help a new entrepreneur get started, that's something that we want to hear from you, because getting started, I'm going to say, is probably the most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Having the faith to just step out in no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. But when you come, we're going to take a short break.
But all right.
When we come back, we're going to talk about six steps that I'm going to give you for the beginning entrepreneur in order to get your business going. Okay, let's
all
do
right.
Gene Hodge here with Mr. Dukes and
right
Mr.
Here.
Avi. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
On the Entrepreneur Hour.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Money!
Big money!
Hopefully some of you want to make some. I'm trying my best to make some. I got to depend on guys like Mr. Deuce to help me out, because he's got most of it. I'm just trying to get a little bit of it. But we're listening to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. I'm going to give you six steps for the beginning entrepreneur that I would just share my knowledge, and hopefully it helps you to get started based on the things that we just got you saying earlier. Mr. Dukes, you're welcome to chime in.
Well, I'd just like to invite those young entrepreneurs out there to call in and talk to us about them getting started. And maybe we can give them some tips that can help them.
Is it just for the young people?
Well, at this specific time is for the young entrepreneur, the new entrepreneur. Let me say it like that.
Yeah, anytime an entrepreneur decides to become an entrepreneur, they're new.
That's right. The new entrepreneurs.
Now, for many of us, I can't speak for all of you, but for many of us, that idea comes when you're in your 30s or 40s.
Mm-hmm.
A thought comes
in your earlier.
When you're 30 or 40s. And the vision comes when you're 30 or 40. But it may come when you're 10 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
Or 14
yeah,
or 18.
That's right.
Only you know when the thought comes that says, I would like to go do this. And where do I start? So that's what I'd like to have you think about. And I'm going to give you six steps that I believe will help you start. And Mr. Dukes may add seven, eight, nine, 10 steps.
Well, we might.
But the first step I'm going to suggest for you, regardless of age, is what knowledge do you have to support your idea or vision or thought? What knowledge do you already have? Because obviously the thought came to you from somewhere. What knowledge do you already have? And I'm going to suggest that you do an analysis, write down what it is that you have that would support that thought. Okay, so you might have the thought, but to go into business using it, that's a whole different thought. And so I'd like to have you think about what knowledge do you have? Now, in my case, I'm going to go first this time.
Okay.
In my case, as Mr. Dukes tried to put me out on the air here, I have a computer background.
And that's what I was trying to say.
And I have a background in computers, but I also have a background in training. Anyway, so when my idea came about, I looked at how many years that I have working with technology, and I felt I knew where the technology was going, and how many years that I have trying to train others, or literally training others, demonstrating that. I had some knowledge that said, well, if I take my knowledge and my experience, I could combine it into a business that I could start.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was what knowledge I had to have. Plus, I knew a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe people got to know who you are.
Correct.
Or you got to be willing to go put yourself in front of people.
Sure enough.
In order for the people to find out what it is that you want to do.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Mr. Dukes, that was number one in terms of what knowledge do I have to support my idea or vision or thought.
And I like that because on my same token, by the same thing, I had to look at the knowledge that I had myself and what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to really take a look because the profession that I was going into already existed.
What knowledge was that?
That was the knowledge of being an automotive technician.
Okay.
So that already existed out there. But what I had to produce to be good at what I was doing and have the knowledge of what I was doing that I could make a better impression on the people that was coming through my area because I wasn't the only one in that area. There was many other shops. But I had to do something to be outstanding that they wanted to come and be in my facility.
What knowledge would you call that?
I call that knowledge gained from experience and from my background, where I came from.
Is it business knowledge or just personal customer service knowledge?
This is all of it, customer service and personal knowledge. First of all, I would say, being that I had the experience in the field, I needed that customer relationship.
Okay.
Because I'm diving into a world where I'm not known.
Okay.
So
you suggest that you had a certain level of knowledge.
Correct.
And obviously you didn't have a certain level of knowledge in certain areas.
Nope.
Okay.
I didn't have it all, but I had the ability. I was able to connect with the other individuals in the area that did the same profession. And got to know them, and there was problem between, you know, and you may come up with something that you can't handle, and I got somebody I can go to and get the answer.
That comes later.
Okay.
But what did you have to get that would support your idea or thought?
I had to get okay.
What did you have?
What did I have?
What did you have?
I had the knowledge to do the job, but I didn't have the communication with the relationship in the community.
Okay.
And I had to gain that relationship with the community.
Okay, but number one is what did you have?
What did I have?
What did you have in order to now go after more?
Oh.
What you had to have. Yeah.
I had that personality.
Okay.
I had that understanding. And I was able to, I was very, I'm a people oriented, so.
Okay.
People didn't
so see, you use that as what knowledge you had to have, your knowledge of other people, your knowledge of things like that.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so I know Bobby's looking at us funny. I know Bobby wants to grow. Maybe
yes,
become
he does.
An entrepreneur one day. So.
Who told you that?
He already is.
What knowledge do you think you have now to support any idea that you may have in the future?
Well, I think it's the game of the stepping stones. It's every experience building on it.
Correct.
And mm-hmm. I don't I don't. It's like we talk about credentials. It's, you know, it's not something you lay out like a stack of cards just yet. It's wherever. It's people will see it as you jump, as I jump from.
Okay. What knowledge do you think you have?
Caught me there. Because I know I'm going to go off and I'm going to like ramble my job description.
No, wrong. This is for entrepreneurs at the beginning. Because the first thing that I'm suggesting is, what knowledge do you have in order to support that idea or vision or thoughts? I'm sure you've had ideas and visions.
First thing that comes to mind is the theatrical training that I'm expanding into, the live music, the concerts, the larger festivals, the live events.
Okay.
To not focus so much on one area.
Great.
But to broaden it.
Great. Okay, so Bobby, I think you said it. We all have knowledge in something.
Mm-hmm.
It is never one. It's probably you got knowledge of 10 or 20 things and you just haven't thought of it. But what knowledge do you have that you enjoy? Because that comes along with how well you're going to do your business or follow that thought or vision. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. I'm going to jump to number two before we take a break, Bill.
All right.
Okay, number two, what knowledge are you missing? Okay, so number one was think of the knowledge that you have, because if you exhaust yourself with the knowledge you think you have, it should open up some doors to say, what am I missing? What knowledge I don't have to start my business? And so that's where the other people come in.
Correct.
Or the other experiences come in that you recognize you're missing something.
Booking talent. I don't have that.
Great.
I mean, it's legitimate.
Put it out over the air because everybody's listening.
I can't. I've never called up a band and said, "Here's a contract yet."
There you go. Wait, think about it.
That's a good, very good point there. I thought I knew it all until I actually got my feet on the ground, and then I realized the knowledge I had was good, but there was some knowledge that I was missing because in my profession. There is different types and more types of automobile that wasn't really familiar with. So I had to find myself going back to school to obtain this knowledge that I didn't have in this new field of the new automobiles. And that became one of this, I might say, the point that I really had to put a lot of time and study into.
Okay, now I'm going to suggest, you mentioned school. But school is one possible source.
Okay.
But to think about what it is that you're missing, because it may be something you cannot get in the school.
Maybe I should reword that.
So, yeah, think about that.
It wasn't so much of schooling, but we have classes that are available to you that you can take that to increase your knowledge in those new areas that you're not familiar with.
Okay.
So you can attack them. They're not free.
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
Okay. It depends on how he look at it.
Well, that's true. It pays for itself.
That's right.
Once you recognize what you're missing, it's possible your next door neighbor has it. It's possible other people in that field have it.
That's true.
It's possible that it's something you cannot learn in school.
True.
Okay,
that's what I said. Let me change that from school because it's not really a school.
Right.
It's courses that being offered.
Not even courses.
Well, training comes in all sorts.
Yeah, training comes in many ways. That's why I said it could be your next door neighbor. It could be anybody once they know what it is that you're trying to do that can see what you're lacking.
Could be somebody that really needs help with their workload.
Exactly.
And they're saying, you're going to learn fast here.
Right,
and they're
so going to throw it. Right, so don't limit yourself to anything, but I want to be very, very clear. If your business is going to involve serving people, then my suggestion is if you're missing being around people, find a way to get around people that are in business.
Right.
Okay?
And the same type that you're in.
Find a way to get around. Put yourself through your own course of learning from the reality of the game.
Yes. Very much so.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to speak for any of you, but I know that much of what I was taught when I got out in the real world,
mm-hmm.
the real world did it differently.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
And so I want to say, if your business is going to be in the real world, get as close to the real world as possible.
Correct.
From many different sources. But it's time that we take a short break that you hear something from our sponsor. We're talking about six steps I'm going to give you for the new entrepreneur, and we'll tell you more right after we come back from this session.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Tough get going. Part of entrepreneurship.
That's
going
right.
It's going to get tough.
It's going to get tough.
But it's never got tough. You haven't done it hard enough.
It's going to get rough.
It's going to get rough, right. We're talking about six steps, six things, six steps that could, that would help you, the beginning entrepreneur. Your experienced entrepreneurs already know this, and this is where your input is very valuable to help someone who's beginning. We've gone over two steps already. The first step was to understand what knowledge you have in order to start that business or idea or thought that you have. Second step was to recognize what knowledge you don't have,
mm-hmm.
which means you got to get creative to go about finding a way to get it. Okay, now I suggest that if your business is a people-based business, get around as many different types of people as you can, because those are your customers and your colleagues,
mm-hmm.
because they have businesses as well. So be around people that are doing what you are trying to go do. Anyway, so there's six steps. We got through two of them. I'm going to jump to number three. Once you kind of like know you want to start a business, and you know what knowledge you do have, you know what knowledge that you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Step number three is, who else do you know that has the knowledge that you're missing? Think about that. Who else do you know that has the knowledge that you're missing?
Well, I found in my profession that there was other professional people than doing the same thing that I was doing. There was more knowledgeable in certain areas than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a good relationship with them, that I could be able to go to them and find the missing knowledge that I had missing, the knowledge that I was missing about certain things. They had the knowledge, and they didn't mind sharing it with me.
That's an excellent point. But I'm also going to add something to it. Because you didn't say it.
Okay.
Depending on the type of person you are, you can't make anybody share anything with you. Becoming aware of how well we think we want to help you is an asset to have. And becoming aware of people who want to give you information. It's important to know what you have. There's something about you, something you demonstrate that show that you want to know or you're willing to know, and they're willing to help you. If they're not willing to help you, you got to go look in the mirror. Okay, simple as that. Got to go look in the mirror. What is it that's coming out of your mouth that they are not buying into? Okay, one of the questions you may want to ask is, how did they get to where they are? Because they grew up just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the, I'm just going to suggest that in order to get to know people, and if they're in your field, ask them how they get there, because they didn't start yesterday, just like you're not starting. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that.
And you're right. Okay? You may add to that, that your attitude and meeting the people in your area to your same profession, it makes a big difference. You want them to know that you don't know it all, and you want them to know that you're willing to help them also.
Okay, well, think about it. That comes along with learning to help others.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how many entrepreneurs don't know how to help the other entrepreneur, the other business person.
And if I may, don't be jealous of the other entrepreneur.
That's part of learning to become one.
That's right.
Because the more jealous you are, the more isolated you become.
You will be.
And you can't think that everything they did was perfect.
That's right.
It might look perfect on their website. It might look perfect on their social media. Mm-hmm. It might look perfect when they talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know the backstory.
No.
You don't know they might have tripped and fell and stumbled and tumbled down the stairs more times than you did.
Now, that is an excellent point. You should always ask. Always ask. How did they get there? What did they go through? Because you'll find out, if they're willing to tell you, they're going to tell you what they went through, because guess what? You might be on your way through it, and if you can't handle going through it, then your vision, your thought stops right there.
And it's going to make you rethink it, because you're going to say,
"Yep,
oh, maybe I don't have it that bad."
And it's going to trust your confidence in yourself. It's going to bring out your confidence in yourself.
And it's going to maybe create a new plan.
That's right. There's no such thing as a straight road.
Not at all.
If you really believe it is, great for you. All right? I have several stories that I can tell you. And it comes from falling down and getting back up. But if you want to learn, expect to fall. Expect to make mistakes. And welcome the mistakes, because that gives you the real life side of your growth. But more so, it gives you something to pass on to others to let them know it's not all fun.
That's right. It's not all cake and ice cream.
Okay. So that's number three.
Well, unless that's your business, cake and ice cream.
Then the number four says, number four, I kind of written this down, but who do you know? Period. Okay, think of who you know that you want to go tell that you are now starting a business. You have an idea to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to let them know that. And part of the test, part of the fun of it is, go to all of your close friends first, because those are going to be the naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go to all of them first and get it out the way.
That's right.
Okay, go to as many of those and listen to what they have to say, because they'll tell you what you can't do, because they haven't done it. But, okay, so get very familiar with the naysayers.
Love.
Okay. You find those that love you. Find those that trust you, believe you, and believe in you, because they believe in you going into your future. You can't see it, but I've had so many people who believe, I guess, in me, things I could not see, and places I never knew I would have thought I've gone.
Mm-hmm.
But it came from the other people. It didn't come from me.
Yes.
It's not going to come from you as the entrepreneur. You're the vehicle.
Correct.
You're the one that's carrying your thought, your vision. The others are the ones that's going to make it happen for you. Because there's no such thing as doing it by yourself.
That's right.
Okay, so I'd like to have you just think about that. So think of who do you know? Because if you've been living long enough to have that thought and idea, don't discard anybody that you know.
Correct.
Okay? Sometimes your worst enemy becomes your best friend because they know more than you.
Mm-hmm.
They know all of your moves. That might be why they're your enemy. When you outsmart your enemy becomes a friend. Just things I want you to think about, because I've been down that path, and I don't think the path is over yet.
Nope.
Maybe your enemy might be a future business acquisition.
That's right. Right.
I'd like to add to that, you know, because where I opened up in my location, I was concerned about the other shops surrounding me. I personally visit each shop in that community to introduce myself and let them know that I was opening up a shop. And I got, I think out of 10 shops, I only got one turnoff. And as you said, after my first year, he was a very good friend in the profession, in the business. So that pays also.
Okay, so would you?
Could be a colleague. They could be your employee.
Yeah.
You could be their employee.
Right.
So that's
be business partners.
That's right. Is that something that you would suggest to everybody?
Yes. I don't care what type of profession. Yeah, I know in my profession, I know there's a lot of shops and there's a lot of professionals out there, and some of them are jealous of you coming into their community, because you're considered an outsider. And if you don't make yourself known from the beginning, you might have a tough road to haul in that community.
Now, I'm also going to just say, since like, who do you know, what we're talking about, a lot of times the thought is in your head. It's not in theirs.
That's right.
Okay, the better, you're in business to be better than your competition.
True.
And so very few people will be your enemy, because they're all in competition trying to be the best. Your job is to be better than them. That's your job, if you think your product or service is better.
Correct.
But let them know you're coming so that they may end up being a coworker of yours,
mm-hmm.
a partner.
That's right.
You'll never know unless you tell them where you're trying to go. That's something I just would like to have you all think about. You'll never know until you tell them where you're trying to go based on your idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's not theirs. It's yours.
And they have to understand that in most situations, the customer is not going to put up with any of that fighting or that enemy relationship.
Right.
They want to see the best of what everyone puts forward,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to make a selection.
Right. Because the name of the game is
get
the customer.
That's right.
And if you both get the customer, more power to you both.
And many times, some of your competition will refer people to you.
They definitely will. Yes, sir. That was my next statement.
You won't know that until you try it, until you do it. But you cannot be worried about your competition.
No, don't be worried
about
it. You should
welcome your competition.
Welcome your competition, and you'll be amazed how it works in the community.
Now, if you keep going around people that are jealous or worried about you, you're hanging with the wrong people. However, it's probably the greatest experience you can have, because that'll force you to move away from them.
And if I may say, if you are a new entrepreneur coming into the community, You got to realize one thing. A lot of the old entrepreneurs are getting ready to do what? They get ready to fade out because things have changed so much and they're not really willing to accept the changes. And I had a lot of them tell me, said, a young entrepreneur, that young guy down the street, he can handle that. The old entrepreneur said, you know, they're selective about what they accept and don't accept. As you just said, Mr. Sheen, a lot of them will pass your own work that they don't want to do.
Well, I'm going to suggest something else that I didn't say, but I'm going to say it. Smart entrepreneurs will go to everybody.
Correct.
Smart entrepreneurs will go to the oldest people first. Because the oldest people got old based on gaining more and more knowledge so that they can use and choose, they can decipher much of what older experiences brought because there are newer tools, newer ways to do things
Correct.
That they can relate that to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the person that can get along with all types of people and be willing to go to all types of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the explanations must come from the older people.
That's right.
And when you're young and you're on this journey, the goal is not to go and try to show up a older entrepreneur on that same mm-hmm. level of skills. The goal is to come in and show them a skill that you have that is used in this, you know, this modern era
mm-hmm.
that you can add to their experience.
That's right.
And gain their old school experience, add it to your new school experience, and create a better product.
That's a very well said thing. Because we started the show out by talking about how to get started. And the only limitation is yours.
Mm-hmm.
We will limit ourselves, some of us. Some of us will dive in and jump and go to everybody trying to get as much knowledge as quick as we can and get people on our side.
Yes.
Because they become mentors. Okay, but it's time that we take a break.
All right.
Here's something from our sponsor. This Gene Hodge here with Mr. Dukes and Mr. Bobby, and we'll be right back to share a little bit more to help you new entrepreneurs to get to where you're trying to go.
All right. Don't change the dial. I'm so glad that I know more than I knew then. Gonna keep on trying till I reach my highest ground. Till I reach my highest ground.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Money!
Oh, big money. That's what we want.
That's what entrepreneurs want.
That's what entrepreneurs want.
Cash.
I'm talking about entrepreneurs that are just beginning. They have that as the end goal.
That's right.
Talking about the journey to get there in order to get to the end goal or along the way.
Yes.
Anyway, I've been giving 6 steps to help the new entrepreneur to start their business. 6 things that we're giving out, just kind of sharing our knowledge. And I'm going to go through, we've gone through 4, and I'm going to repeat those at the end. I'm going to go to step number 5. Let me just tell you what we've gone through so far. What knowledge did you have is number 1. What knowledge are you missing was number 2. Who you know that may be able to help you with based on the knowledge that you're missing. And who you don't know, because you don't know those, you got to go find those. And number 5 is, who is my customer or audience? Okay, you're going to start a business, you got an idea, you got a thought that you can turn this into a business, make it profitable and enjoyable for you. Who is your customer going to be? Who's going to buy your product or service? Okay, you got to identify who that might be, because that's the audience that's going to give you the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's important to think about who that is, because it depends on where you think that you can get your money from. Okay, so think about who your customer audience will be. I'm just going to just think. As a training person in the training field, one of my customers, or something that includes my customers, is going to the government.
I was just thinking that.
Right, going to city government or educational institutions or funding institutions, or, you know, so who's your customer? Maybe the individuals do not have the dollars, and maybe they do.
Oh, well.
So it's important to think about who is your customer, what source will support you in order to help your customer.
And what challenges are you going to have to either overcome or accept in order to deal with that customer?
Right.
The government, there's going to be certain red tape that protect either rules that are either there to protect the taxpayer or whatever, and you're just going to have to figure out how to roll with that.
Oh, yeah.
On that same token, you, as a new entrepreneur, you got to lay the groundwork to be able to get to the government area. But what I would say is this: know your demographic area. Take a look at the community that you are in and what type are in that community.
Depending on your service.
Yes.
Or product, yeah.
So that you know you can depend on that income that can support your business.
Okay. But think about it, because I only stress that part. Depending on the type of business, whether it's local or whether it's beyond local.
Mm-hmm.
I only say that because in my case, my vision business is to have something that impacts the planet. And so I have a couple of online courses and books that a vehicle gets to that audience.
Right.
Okay, so if it's something that's in your neighborhood or community, that's one point of getting to your customer.
Mm-hmm.
If it's outside of that, then you still got to figure out a way to get to the customer. Mm-hmm. Based on the product or service. In some cases, you physically have to go there.
The nonprofit can be similar to that. If,
right.
if your customers are going to be nonprofits, you have to to be ready to deal with their business structure.
Right.
And accept whatever they tell you how they have to operate.
That's right.
Okay, so it's very important to understand who your customer is, or your customer base.
Right.
And as Mr. Duke said, the demographics, what age, size, what type of group, what educational level, all of those parameters that you can think of. Nobody else, because it's your business, it's your service, it's your product. And you could open up a cleaner's. It serves all, everybody's got clothes.
That's the next hour.
Okay, that's next hour. Okay,
so even washes.
So the thing is, mechanics you need, you know, when you do that survey of your community for your demographic of the area, don't forget the seniors. You have to do a little something special for the seniors because
depending on the service.
That service that you give,
yeah.
Don't forget your seniors. Your seniors, they've been there. They live there. They know everything in the community. And if you come in with some new product and if you're good with your product and you accept the seniors and allow them to have a part of your community, of your service, it's a easy, appreciative thing.
And don't tell anybody, but that could be where the money is, too.
I won't say that. A lot of it is there.
Yeah.
Especially in Florida.
Number six, we're gonna run out of time. We're going to miss our closing thing. But I'm going to mention number six. The last one is where can you operate your business? Okay? Can you operate your business at home or from home, or does it require an office? Office space, it could be a storefront, anything along that would make you visible, figuring out where can you operate your business from. It could be online, but that has to be taken into consideration. Where is your business going to be in order for people to find you? Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. But I've been giving you six steps for the beginning entrepreneur, six steps to start your business, since you are the one with the idea or thought or the vision. It's going to start with you, and you've got to tell the world what it is that you're trying to do. Don't hold back from telling anyone. Go to all the people you know and tell them all. You're going to get a bunch of naysayers. You need to get them out of the way first.
Okay. But listen to what they say.
Right, listen to what they say, because those are people you're going to be comfortable around.
Yep.
Once you get past the comfortableness, then you step into the world and become uncomfortable, but that's when you become better and then better and better. Simple as that. You challenge yourself.
And when you prove them wrong.
Right. When you challenge yourself to go do what it is that you need to do. And I believe we've missed time for our break, so we got a couple of minutes left, I think. And...
Well, you can give the summary of why not. Why not you?
I love it.
Well, if you can get the summary in, we'll play the summary. We have a clip that's titled Why Not, and I'm not sure if you can do it. It's by a person by the name of Jim Rohn, but...
Let's see what we can get it.
You only get it. Just as long as you get the four reasons.
I want you to ponder these four questions. The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share? Why try to become all that you can possibly become?
That was it.
That was it.
Hey, but that was good.
Become who you can become. Why not?
Why not? You're going to be here.
Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour. Coming back to help you job seekers to do something. But understand that all the things you have been doing, like doing, and enjoy doing, you literally have been doing it
your way.
And you can start a business doing all that as well, because you have the opportunity to do it your way. This is Gene Hodge here with Mr. Dukes and Mr. Bobby, and we'll be right back.
Well, see you on the turn of the duck clock.
It was my way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.